Anchorage has a new police chief. Earlier this week, former DEA Special Agent Chris Tolley took over from Chief Mark Mew, who'd been with the city in various positions for more than three decades. Mew presided over the department during one of its most politically embattled periods, and as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, is handing the force off with clear guidance on where it needs to go.
A big part of Mew's legacy, and one he's proud of, is how the department communicates with the public it serves through measures like APD's Nixle Alerts, those miniature press releases that get sent straight to inboxes and smartphones around the city.
You know, we didn't used to share that kind of stuff.
It's not transparency for its own sake. Mew sees a good relationship with the community as a practical necessity for an effective police force. But a term like community policing is a little bit fuzzy, and along with staffing, it's become a buzzword the last few years as the police force has been used like a football in Anchorage's city politics. Mew wants to have enough officers on staff that about 40% of their time is unobligated, meaning they can build relationships and cases rather than just scrambling to the next call.
I think that's what we mean when we mean proactive community policing. And I think and I hope that my successor is going to have the opportunity to maximize those kind of notions.
I am Chris Tolley. What you probably want to know about me is three things. Number one, I'm a husband and a father. I'm a neighbor. And then I'm also dedicated my life to public service through law enforcement.
As of this week, Tolley is the city's new police chief. He's been in charge of the Drug Enforcement Agency's operations in Alaska the last few years, but his career started as a police officer in Baltimore during the 70s.
Handled just about every type of crime you can imagine, anything from simple loitering to rapes and homicides.
Not that that doesn't sound hard and terrifying, but what made you switch then to DEA after?
Good question. I actually felt a little ambitious and thought that I wanted to go into federal government service. So I actually left the police department and went to law school for a short period of time. And that was in San Diego, and that's where I was recruited by DEA.
Tolley liked that even as a junior agent at DEA, he could take lead on a case. He worked operations getting rid of marijuana crops from helicopters in Hawaii, held several different appointments in far-flung offices around the globe, and eventually looped back to lead the domestic cannabis eradication program at DEA headquarters in 2009. But he says the public shouldn't read into his resume that he's out to crack down on marijuana users in Anchorage during his tenure. Instead, he says his past with DEA gives him insights into how to tackle complex cases involving organized crime, money laundering, gun violations, all of which brings up one very important question.
Switching gears just a bit, how is any of this relevant to running a local police department and community policing?
Well, when you walk into a DEA office, you're going to see a number of people and you're going to think, oh, they're all agents of the federal government and so on. Not so.
Tolley says that because DEA in Alaska regularly partners with the detectives from APD, the troopers, airport police, and other federal agencies, he's accustomed to multifaceted investigations with a wide array of partners. His version of community policing, similar to his predecessors, starts with rebuilding the size of the police force. But a challenge the department faces is filling those police academies, particularly with people who reflect Anchorage's own diversity. Tolley says that is where his community policing mandate begins.
The real challenge will be with the community. I'm going to work with the community and ask them to help identify their neighbors, their family members, and persuade them to commit to public service.
And is that like at the community council level, in schools, like door knocking? What do you mean when you say that?
Every opportunity we get, such as right now, I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity. Anybody interested in knowing more about becoming a police officer, please go to joinapd.org.
The department is taking the rare step of holding three academies within 1 year. Applications for the spring session are now being accepted. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.